Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The Christmas season is in full swing. A quiet, serene time of year where each of us can recharge our batteries and not be stressed with the daily pressures we all face. It sure is nice there aren't many ads wanting us to buy things. Please excuse the attempted humor and let me get back to reality. Have you ever seen anything like this manic marketing before? I value the free market system, but do I really need to know or care that my bagels, in celebration of the holidays and for this week only, have 20% more poppy seeds than normal? Enough already. Friend of mine got 19 catalogs in the mail he didn't ask for, and each one was chock full of must-have things for Christmas. I don't think you could read through all of these magnificent deals and be done by Christmas. Then there was Black Friday, which started on Wednesday. Cyber Monday started on Friday, and Small Business Saturday actually started on Saturday, but goes every day through Christmas. I do most shopping locally, but use the internet on occasion. The way they develop these little gremlins to infiltrate websites based on what you search for in Google or look for on Amazon is amazing. In fact, I used the internet to order some Chinese food the other evening, and I kept getting pop-ups saying people who buy Chinese food have also bought mahogany chopsticks, porcelain bowls, and lotus flowers. All I wanted was some broccoli beef and pork fried rice. I did need to order 33 kettles for an event I'm helping with and couldn't find them locally. Apparently, not many people buy 33 of these things. When checking out, I was first asked by the computer, "Are you sure you want 33 of them?" I clicked yes, then it said, "That is a large order. Please confirm the accuracy to proceed." I confirmed the accuracy and the rest of the checkout went fine. I then noticed, when I went to other websites, whether it was for news or weather or to get something else, a picture of those kettles kept popping up on each site. It's pretty tricky how that happens, but I've already bought enough of those things, or maybe they're thinking anyone who buys 33 could certainly be a patsy for buying some more. It didn't work. But the icing on the cake was when I went to Facebook to see a picture my daughter posted of my grandson. And sure enough, his picture was surrounded by four pictures of these stupid kettles. And for the last week, every time I go on the internet, regardless of what site I'm on, a picture of those kettles comes up. It's getting a little annoying. Thank goodness I wasn't doing a search on Victoria's Secret's website looking for a Christmas gift for my wife. On second thought, this has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.